Welcome to The Ride Home, a podcast where we will explore all things fellowship, the scriptures, change life stories, interviews, social issues, and anything else the Spirit might lead us to ponder. My name is Mickey Rapier, and I'm one of the pastors here at Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas. Our goal in this podcast is to draw near to God, knowing as James 4:8 tells us, He will draw near to us. And welcome today. It's good to have Kyle Jackson joining us. Kyle, thanks for stopping in.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's great to have you here. And Kyle is a worship pastor here at Fellowship since July of last year, and people have enjoyed your magnificent voice and the spirit in which you use it, because we often talk about how you're not just a worship leader, but you're a lead worshiper, and the spirit with which you lead worship draws us in. And we're so grateful for that. And Kyle, like the rest of us, is looking forward to the day when we can all get back together.
Yes. Again. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. We're ready for that and excited about it. But Kyle has been with us on staff as a regular staff member since July of last year. And the reason I hesitate is because before that, he was a part of our residency program. Now, you wonder what our residency program might be. We have young people who come to us from all over the country, and they're exploring the idea of whether or not they want to be involved in ministry. And they give us a year of their life to come and serve here at Fellowship in some capacity in a lot of different ministries. And they're able to experience that and to discover whether or not vocational ministry is for them, whether or not they want to pursue that and go forward. And while they're here, we provide housing for them in the Village in Rogers and donated apartments in Fayetteville, because some of them are Fayetteville residents. And in the process, they work 20 hours a week here at Fellowship, and then they get a part-time job, and they will serve somewhere else, work somewhere else, so that they have money for food and fun and whatever else that they might need. But it's a great program led by Carrie Archer, and she does a fantastic job of leading our residents under the umbrella of the training center here at Fellowship. And so, Kyle, that's a little bit of an introduction to just tell us about what you're doing, but we want to know about you. It's sort of like the Wizard of Oz, where we want to pull back the curtain. You know, we see the guy who's up front, but we want to know more about your life and who you are. So just kind of go back to the beginning. Tell us about Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, So I mean, born and raised in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So Central Arkansas is my home. I grew up in Hot Springs. It was a really fun place to grow up. Grew up in a great Christian family, incredibly godly parents. Got super involved in my church growing up. Long story short, felt the call to ministry whenever I was about 15 or 16, and I had a guy really take me under his wing and kind of show me the ins and outs of ministry. So from then on out, graduated high school, decided to go to Wichita Baptist University, where I majored in.
Close to Hot Springs?
Yes, very close to Hot Springs. So about 45 minutes down Highway 7 was the drive. So it was awesome. Had an incredible experience at Wichita. Studied the Bible. The biblical studies was my degree. Met my wife there. She's awesome. Her name's Meredith. You'll probably see her around.
Your better half.
My incredibly better half. Yes. So we, after college, we're just looking for next steps. And that's kind of a long story short of how we ended up at Fellowship.
Now, how did you find out about the residency?
Yeah. So I had a really good friend in college. Emily Bubbis is her name now. So Emily Whedon. We were really good friends, and her husband, now husband Seth, we were all kind of ran together in college. So we were looking just kind of for next steps, Meredith and I, where we were married our senior year of college. So we were really praying of looking for jobs, trying to figure out.
Now, would you encourage your kids at some point to get married their senior year in college?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I would.
Denise and I did the same thing, and it was tough going there for a while.
It is tough, but it is, I think, even looking back, we've been married 2.5 years now, and it's some of the most fun we've had. So we had classes together. We had work study together. So it was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a little more about your family that you need to tell us about.
Yeah. So we've got our first child on the way.
Yeah.
So Meredith is right around 15 weeks pregnant. And we find out the gender this week of our first child.
Oh, so congratulations.
We're really excited.
You've just turned your sofa into a trampoline, buddy.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Good for you all. We're thrilled that. And Kyle has been a real asset to us here at Fellowship while he's been here. Tell us about the residency program. Yeah. I mean, you're coming out of college. You want to go into ministry. And you hear about what's happening up at Fellowship. And I know Emily grew up here. I've known her since she was a baby. And you've heard about this residency. You come and you get involved, move halfway across the state, or really almost all the way across the state, to come up here. Tell us, what were some of the highlights?
Oh, wow, highlights. Yeah, so, I mean, off the top of my head, the highlights, I think, of joining in a residency, especially if you're new to the area. So Northwest Arkansas was completely new to us. I think I'd been one time to go to a Razorback football game. That's the only time I've been up here.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, why else would I? So, I mean, the first thing off the top of my brain is with the residency program, you just kind of have this really incredible built-in community that you're thrown into. And the Archers really take that and just really help us encourage to bond as a group. So from part of my story is Fellowship was the first time I'd ever been in a small group, a community group. Mm. So churches I'd grown up in, just that wasn't really the core of who they were. And Fellowship, that's exactly the core of who they are. So really one of the biggest benefits, I think, was learning how to live in community like that, especially with the housing. You're all around each other. You're doing life together. It's a blast.
In the residency, you all were a community group together,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And Matt and Carrie led that.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. I got to visit that, I think, toward the end, and I thought, man, this is really a good community.
It's special. It's, I think, the quickest I've ever bonded with a group of people, just because, I mean, with the residency, you're kind of thrown into the mix in the best way.
Yeah.
So you're sharing a lot of similar experiences. We're all transitioning from college to adulthood, which is a total experience in itself. So just to navigate that with a group of people is incredible.
Right. I often tell people, you've used the word thrown twice in coming into Fellowship.
Sure.
And I describe to them, sometimes coming on staff at Fellowship is like stepping into the spin cycle of a washing machine.
That's exactly
because
right.
It's moving so fast. And so how did you adjust to it? Because you play guitar, you sing, and we had space. So here you go, Kyle.
Yeah. I think the adjustment at first, it took some time. I would say, though, one of the beautiful things about Fellowship, too, is you hear it all the time talking about team ministry. So I was thrown into an incredible team with the college ministry. So that was my residency, was college worship. And that's kind of what I oversaw. So I didn't feel necessarily on my own or siloed. I felt thrown into a team of really competent, completely driven individuals that cared about who I was as a person, that was guiding me along this process. It was busy, I think,
right. But
it wasn't an unhealthy type of busy. It was really healthy for what I needed to learn how to do.
And you were a part of the Resident Plus program because we needed you. And what we do with Resident Plus, they work here at Fellowship. They give us the 20 hours. We provide the housing. But they also, for their part-time job, work here at Fellowship, and that's what you did. You helped with the college ministry and so forth. And now tell us what your responsibilities are.
Yeah, so over the last year, I've transitioned to our Rogers campus, and I primarily oversee our community worship, our Sunday morning worship time, where we'll split out into different communities and worship together as either Springdale, Rogers, or Bentonville community. So I also partner with Pat Anderson. He's my team leader, so he's my go-to guy. I get a lot of great vision and encouragement from him as far as my role. And then I also connect in the larger Fellowship worship scheme with Seth Prim and really just kind of help them with their creative projects and songwriting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And you were involved with them on the Is He Worthy project, which I just interviewed Seth for a while back. But what were the other highlights that from the residency or things that you might have learned during that time?
Yeah, that's a great question. So another really incredible opportunity that the residency provides for me was an opportunity to really get healthy. I had never been a part of a ministry that cares so much about how your soul is doing. I think I was overwhelmed with people asking me my first couple months of, how's your soul, Kyle? Are you hanging in there? And it wasn't annoying. It was incredibly, it was just incredible to have people who care like that.
And we really, we don't want our residency to be something that where our residents come in here and they're doing something that no one else wants to do.
Yes.
And we make that very clear, not only to our staff, but to our residents when they come in, that we want you to feel like you're a vital part of this ministry, because you are.
Yes.
You really help take us to another level. And so that's our hope, that that you feel fulfilled and you're challenged to go deeper in your faith. I know you all take some classes as well.
Yeah, we took, I believe it was 3 to 4 classes throughout the whole year-long process. So it was, that's an incredible learning opportunity as well.
What were some challenges?
Oh, challenges. Ooh. Yeah, so one of the hardest things that comes to mind is pertaining to the classes. So you're transitioning from a college lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I had a class before 10 a.m. whenever I was in college. Our classes now, and I don't know how they're structured this year, but at that time we were meeting at 7 a.m. So we had to get up at 6 to be able to get there by in time to get our coffee and stuff. So that was honestly one of the challenges, which is a healthy challenge, but it was really hard to adjust to that kind
of. I've seen you all walk in early in the mornings with your pajamas still on, you know, and hair sticking up, just roll and go, right?
We're trying to make it. Yeah, we're trying to make it.
And then you got to be there for a rehearsal that night at 7.
Yes, yeah. So you start your day pretty early, and a lot of times you'll, if you're especially a worship team, you'll have a late night rehearsal or small group or something like that.
Well, hopefully we make some space for a nap in there in
between. There absolutely is. I think the residency naps were some of my best naps.
Yeah, there you go. What about other, any other challenges you can think of during that time, you know, transitioning from college to residency? I know, and that's just 1 year. You're thinking about, okay, this ends in May.
Yes.
Where do I go from here?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I, that's an initial challenge of, you know, you're not promised anything after the residency. And I think that's a really healthy communicated expectation in the sense of stepping onto fellowship staff. You're stepping into a year of learning what ministry is, and you're stepping into a year of seeing if ministry is for you. And you fellowship really owns the produce and release mentality. They want to send you out. They want to see you thrive where God's calling you. So I think just for our residency class, I think towards the end of the residency, that's a challenge. You really have to trust and pray that God's leading you in a good direction. So, yeah.
Well, at the end of your residency, you rolled right into a staff position at Fellowship, because during that time, you proved yourself that, hey, I can do this job. I can lead people well. I'm not just a musician. I'm a pastor. Because you really are, Kyle, and people see that in you, and we value that in you. And so you just transitioned right into the full-time job. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, just to be real honest, it's been really smooth. I think it's definitely a different type of job, a different kind of work, transitioning from a Fayetteville campus to the Rogers campus. But really, I feel like the residency prepared me. I felt ready to step into a full-time vocational role. So it's been a really great experience transitioning into a different kind of role.
Yeah. Well, from here, I mean, you're still young. How old are you now?
I'm 23. I turned 24 soon.
You're about to turn 24, so you'll be 24 when you have your first child.
Yes,
Good thing you have Meredith there to balance you.
Yes, praise the Lord for Meredith.
But this is a new season of life for you. Mm-hmm. And as you look out into the future and think about, where do I go from here? You know, what kind of things cross your mind as you're looking toward that after having gone through the residency? Yeah. And now you've got a full-time job here at Fellowship and a very demanding job. You know, what does the future look like for you, you think?
Yeah, I mean, just talking through some of my dreams, that's one thing, just a side note, that I love about the culture of Fellowship staff is they allow you to dream, and they allow you to really just kind of get in that zone of what's our 5-year plan? What are we looking at? And what's God calling you to, more importantly? So I think some of the things that I dream about down the road are potentially learning, figuring out a way to train young worshipers. I think it's that would have been a different answer a couple years ago before I got to fellowship. I think that answer might have been, I'd love to be a worship pastor at a large church and do that. But now I think the culture of fellowship has so trained my heart as far as the worship pastor side of, you're here to care for people and you're here to care for souls.
Right.
You're here to pastor them. So, I mean, I don't really know what that holds. I don't know what that looks like, but I know I'm passionate about it now. And fellowship's a big part in why I'm passionate about it. So I would love to do some sort of work in spiritual formation, some sort of work in helping people experience Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a perfect fit for that because we've said for years, we don't want just musicians to come in and lead the songs on a Sunday morning. And when I came on 30 years ago, Robert made that very clear that we weren't hiring a minister of music. And through the years, we've looked at the people that we want to hire to help lead us in worship. You're a pastor who just happens to be very proficient at music. I mean, you still make hospital visits.
Yes.
You still care for people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want you to do. And so you see that you could be here a long time and be fulfilled in your ministry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. I've spent quite a bit of time with Kyle. We try to get together once a week, spend an hour together and memorizing scripture and talking about different things. One of the things that I want to mention, we try to make clear, you know, you're coming on and all of a sudden we say you're up this week and you're going to stand in front of this huge group of people more than once because we have multiple services. And, you know, that's a big, big challenge to stand in front of people you don't know, to lead them in worship. And I think it's one of the most important responsibilities any staff member has is to usher people into the presence of God. It's because we're so distracted. We're so distracted in this world. And we come to this place and we want to leave all that stuff on the outside. And we want to come in and just focus on our relationship with God and worship Him in the context of community and a large congregation. And so we put you on point and say you have to lead from there.
Yeah.
But we also tell our staff, you have the freedom to fail.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like you've had that, or has there been so much pressure that you felt like, boy, if I make a mistake, I'm out of here?
No. I mean, I think that's one of the most incredible parts about our leadership here that I get to follow is this freedom to fail. I mean, we talk about it weekly. We have a weekly evaluation meeting, and Sam's my congregational leader. So Sam is always pushing us to try, create new things. And it's one of the things I'm really appreciative of our culture here to try new things.
Yeah. And we have a very forgiving congregation. They've have forgiven me over and over and over for years for mistakes I've made. They're very understanding, but that's very important that our staff, because if you take a rose and a rose bud and you clasp it in your fist, you know, it never has a chance to bloom. And so we could put constraints on you to the point where you're never able to express yourself like that rose. You never have the opportunity to bloom as a pastor, as a musician, all those things. And so I hope you have the freedom, you feel the freedom to do that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful analogy. And I think just to add on to that too, that's one of the things that I've been in prayer for is that when it's time to bloom, so to speak, that it's not my agenda. And I think it's not my ideas that's the spirit leading through me. And I think you especially have played a big part in teaching me how to walk alongside the Spirit and those ideas of learning how to grow.
Man, you are a blessing to us. Kyle Jackson, sent to us from God. I really believe that, to take us to the next level of worship. And to you and Meredith, we wish you the best and your new baby. And we look forward to meeting that little child. And Lord, we just ask you to bless the Jackson household and thank you for bringing them to us. And Kyle, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mickey.